USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Internal documents from the CDC show dangers are emerging from the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Evidence shows it's as contagious as chickenpox and may be more dangerous than other versions. Dr. Michael Ryan is with the World Health Organization.
We are fighting the same virus, but a virus that's become fitter and better adapted to transmitting amongst us. That's the change.
Ryan says this is a fight that can be won.
Vaccines and all of the other measures still remain hugely effective if applied in a comprehensive, fair, equitable, and rapid manner.
CDC documents that were obtained by the Washington Post are recommending masks for everyone, and requiring vaccine for doctors and other health workers are among the measures that are being considered. In the CDC guidance heading, it said, "The war has changed." This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
In Tokyo, Caleb Dressel has been setting records on the final day of Olympic swimming. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
The United States continued to collect medals on the final day of the Olympic swim meet. Caleb Dressel earned his fourth gold medal of the Games when he won the 50-meter freestyle, setting a new Olympic record in the process. Bobby Fink surged on the final lap of the 1,500-meter freestyle to grab another gold, the first for the U.S. in that event since 1984. The women's 4x100-meter medley relay captured a silver medal, just 0.13 tenths of a second behind Australia, who also set an Olympic record with their win. And the men's 4x100 medley relay set a new world record on their way to another gold. Caleb Dressel swam the butterfly leg of that event, claiming his fifth gold medal of the Games, and becoming just the fifth swimmer to win five golds in a single Olympics, joining Michael Phelps, Mark Spitz, Matt Biondi, and East Germany's Kristen Otto. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Trump responded to the release of documents that showed him pressuring officials at the Justice Department to intervene in last year's election. In the statement, which was released on Saturday, Trump denied that the documents showed he sought to overturn last year's election while repeating the baseless voter fraud claims. The documents were released by the House Oversight Committee on Friday. They contained handwritten notes of a call between former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen and Trump on December 27th. The notes were taken by Rosen's deputy, Richard Donahue, who was also present on the call. According to the notes, Trump said, "Just say that the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me." Officials responded that no evidence had been uncovered by the Department of Justice to substantiate the president's claims of voter fraud. With rumors that he's gearing up for another bid for political office, election fraud has become the center of his campaign. Last week, a special House committee began probing the January 6th Capitol riot, in which Trump supporters, fueled by election fraud theories, attacked the Capitol in a bid to halt Biden's certification as president. One of the focuses on the inquiry will be the extent to which Trump's claims instigated the violence and his actions leading up to the violence, and new evidence has emerged in recent days of the pressure Trump placed Rosen under to back his election fraud claims. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.